days are hard, the nights are long, I still know God makes a way.
Song on the Singing News Chart, Jeff and Sherry Easter with Fall Into Place. And that'll wrap things up for the bottom half of the countdown. We'll move on up to the top 10 in just a moment. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's time for a WRCO 75th birthday tribute. Joe Kelch began as news director in the spring of 1950, and he covered some of the most historical events in the nation, including a visit by then-Senator John Kennedy in 1959.
Politics also held a spotlight briefly in September as two United States senators visited the area. John Kennedy of Massachusetts was on a hard-hitting whirlwind tour of the state, taking the pulse of voters to learn of his potential as a possible presidential candidate. Kennedy gave us a resume of his Richland Center talk.
He pointed out that I thought that the agricultural problem, the decline in income, even though the country may be experiencing general prosperity, that is going to be the most serious issue in the 1960 campaign domestically. And then I'd also pointed out that I thought it incumbent upon the Democratic Party to come forward with an agricultural program which we can rally around and not merely confine our attack to criticizing the shortcomings of Mr. Benson. I think it's vitally important in this field, if we're going to meet our responsibilities, that we be affirmative.
This WRCO 75th Birthday Minute has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up this hour, we'll transition into the top 10 songs in Southern Gospel.
So it's special for that reason.
Plus, we'll be debuting another new release in Southern Gospel in our countdown bonus cut.
It's an incredible song, great blessing to us.
It's all great gospel coming up in Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats. At number 10, if you've ever wondered what contributes to choosing a new radio single, Alan Kendall shares a story about how the Kingsmen settled on their newest song.
We were in the hotel that day where we checked in, and we were fixing to leave to go to the venue. And I encounter a gentleman who comes up to me coming out of the hotel. He says, "Sir, can you tell me, would you happen to know where I could find a job?" He said, "I just got out of prison yesterday." And he said, "I got saved while I was in prison." He said, "All I know is that I want to get my life on the right path." He said, "I got $40 in my pocket and I want to start fresh." And I said, "Well, I'm not a local here. I can direct you to the hotel. Maybe somebody there will know something." I said, "The least I can do for you is pray for you." He said, "I sure would appreciate that." So we paused right there in that parking lot and prayed together. And he was very appreciative. He went on his way. And later that night, we were having worship service, came time for the invitation. And there was one gentleman there that was in a really worshipful mode. And he was like the other guy that I had prayed with. He was covered in tattoos. They were all over his neck and all over his arms. And the songs were really getting all over him. Sure enough, when we gave the invitation, he came, knelt at the altar, and we'd already sung Praying for the Prodigal, and I think we were singing He's All I Need or something like that. The pastor asked us, said, "Guys, we're still praying." He said, "Can you do Praying for the Prodigal again?" We said, "Yes, sir, sure. Do whatever you want for the invitation." So we sang it, and by the time we finished, pastor was ready to speak. He said, "Guys, I had you sing that song again for this reason. This guy right here just got out of prison yesterday. And he has rededicated his life and has surrendered to the call to preach." And to have had that happen twice, very specific people that had been out of prison each one day. And we got on the bus, and Thomas said, "I never experienced anything quite like that, singing a song called Praying for the Prodigal while the pastor and a group of men were gathered around praying for a prodigal." And Brandon and I kind of looked at each other and grinned, and we said, "There's our next radio single."
That's Alan Kendall, and here are the Kingsmen with our number 10 song, Praying for the Prodigal.
You bow your head time and again, hope that God's still listening. With tears you've asked for, bring him back, yet the wandering one so far from that. Well, grace has never known a hopeless cause. Unceasing pleading moves the heart of God. Keep praying for the prodigal. Keep waiting for a miracle. Keep looking down the barrel. See the sun come rising.
For the prodigal, the Kingsman at number 10. At number 9, Karen Peck and New River move into the top half of the chart with Be Ready. Number 9, Be Ready. The number 8 song, according to the Singing News chart, is a new one from Peach Goldman. But it's not a new song. Andrew Goldman tells us more.
So the song was originally recorded almost 20 years ago by Legacy 5. It was on their London record, but wasn't actually recorded with the Philharmonic, so it never really got the traction that it should. So when we started, actually we found out Wayne had been pitching it to the Perrys when we were with them for years, and it would just never, it never stuck. And so when we put this group together, Wayne was like, I got this song, you have got to hear it. And I fell in love with it again. We all fell in love with it again. And you know, just thankful, you know, we all go through storms, but I'm thankful the Lord holds things back that we may never know of, you know. And it's an incredible song, great blessing to us. And we're glad to be able to bring new life to it again. So
that's Andrew Goldman. And here is Peach Goldman with The Storms I Never See at number 8.
Lord, sometimes you call upon the wind and the waves to cease. And there are times when in the storm you calm my heart with peace. But only you will ever know what never comes my way. All because your unseen hand has kept a storm at bay. So thank you, Lord, for safety.
The Storms I Never See from Peach Goldman. The countdown continues in just a moment at number 7, a group that is celebrating 25 years of ministry this year.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon's Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Well, looking at today, right now it may look a bit cloudy out there, but expect to see mostly sunny skies with highs of around 62, south winds 8 to 16. Tonight, a few clouds with lows of around 40. Monday, highs up to around 68 and mostly cloudy. And get this, Tuesday, no, I'm not, I have my glasses on, I'm reading this right, partly cloudy, highs could be around 82. So, knock on wood, that'd be nice to see. Going on, though, today, the Boaz Lions hosting a pancake breakfast from 8 to 11 at the Boaz Community Center. Cost is a free will donation. The Packers return to action today on the road to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars with a 10 o'clock pregame time, a noon kickoff, and that'll be on WRCO FM 100.9.
The Gospel Grace!
Welcome back. We're up to number 7 with the group Legacy 5. Jake Lowson is featured on the song.
Wayne Hahn, who produced the album, brought that to us. It was a co-write between him and Don Cook and Dave Clark. And it's probably one of the last songs that Don wrote. So it's special for that reason. But it's just got a great message to it. And it's got a message that really resonates with people every night.
That's Jake Lowson, and here is Legacy 5 with You Have Always Been My Shepherd at number 7.
I've never faced a storm like this. My faith is running low. I'm reaching out for answers. The only way I know. In the silence I am waiting. I know you hear my prayer. And even when it's hard to hear you, I know that you are there. Been my shepherd, always been my guide. No matter where I've wandered, you were right there by my side. The grace that always carries me will get me through somehow. You have always been my shepherd, so I will trust you now. I can still remember when I walked this road alone, facing all my enemies as if the battle was my own. You left the fold to find my side. The grace that always carries me will get me through somehow. You have always been my shepherd, so I will trust you now. When I read of how the Father left the 99, it's a story of redemption that sure sounds a lot like mine. You have always been my shepherd, always been my
seven. You have always been my shepherd. That's Legacy 5. At number 6, here's Southbound from their project Lost and Found, The Middle of Nowhere.
She wiped away her tears of shame, not knowing just how to explain her big decisions and now a little lie. She prays and hopes they'll understand, but that don't ease the pain she's in. She hasn't lived long enough to realize. He'll meet you in the middle of nowhere.
the middle of nowhere, that's Southbound at number 6. At number 5, the NQC recently honored Mark Trammell for his 50 years in gospel music. Before the event, Mark had to hear this.
I had a guy walk up to the table that will remain nameless because he's a veteran gospel singer. He said, "Mark, do you know what it means when they have events like they're going to have for you on Friday of the National Quartet Convention?" I said, "No, tell me, because I don't have a clue what they're going to do." He said, "It means you're old."
That's Mark Trammell. And here is the Mark Trammell Quartet with After All at number 5.
After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
Trials here are sometimes many, and at times my feet grow weary, till it seems I almost stumble and I fall. But the tender hand that leads me is the hand that keeps me steady, and by faith I know I'll make it after all.
Over and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in the city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
Myself, I cannot make it, but I know He's there to help me. He will hear my cry and answer when I call. Just keep trusting and believing are the words I hear Him whisper. Just a few more days to labor.
Life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after faith that I can make it.
It gives me
faith that I can make it.
I've got
faith that I can make it after all.
Number 5, that's the Mark Trammell Quartet. We continue to climb the chart in just a moment, plus another countdown bonus cut is on the way.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back to the Top 20 Countdown. In just a moment, we'll be sharing a countdown bonus cut. Right now, the number four song from the group that won in every category they were nominated in at the Singing News Fan Awards, The Inspirations. Roland Kesterson says they're very thankful.
It's the people that have given it to us, and we're grateful for that. It's a heavy load of responsibility. We don't want to let them down. They've got a tremendous level of respect for us, and we got to keep the bar raised high.
That's Roland Kesterson at number four. Here are the Inspirations with He Sent Him for Me.
Dry, thirsty land. He sent the grain to feed hungry man. He sent the birds to sing in the trees. But when he sent Jesus, he sent him for me. When he sent Jesus, God's only Son. He made the sea, but
God's only Son. Oh, my God could do what no man had done. He knew what was needed to set my soul free. When he sent Jesus, he sent him for me.
He sent him for me. The Inspirations at number 4. Before we climb up to number 3, let's enjoy another countdown bonus cut. This is a new single from the group Westward Road, Scott and Kelly Roberts and their son Garrett, a song that Americans may need to hear in this election season, Love One Another. It's a countdown bonus cut from the group Westward Road. Brand new. Hope you enjoyed that. And now back to the countdown. We're up to number three with a new song from Greater Vision written by John Epley, who labels himself as an occasional songwriter.
I just don't sit down and write a lot, but whenever I do get a chance to write a song, it's always so fun to me for the Lord to just pour the lyrics into me and then to sit down at the piano and pick out the chord progressions and all of that and the melody. And I just really enjoy the process. So I don't do it a lot, but I enjoy it whenever I get to do it, and it's always a blessing when the Lord does give me a song.
That's John Epley, and here's Greater Vision with Your Healing Is On The Way at number three.
She could barely remember life without pain. For 12 years, it was all she had known. He could only imagine eyes that could see as the blind man sat in darkness alone. But they'll never forget when they heard his name. Jesus, the healer's here. And as he drew close, their hearts filled with hope as faith spoke these words to their soul. Is on the way. This is the day your life will change. Your pain is temporary. This suffering that you carry soon will be taken away. Your healing is on the way. Fighting each day just a smile, knowing he's promised to answer your prayers. But you see no end to this trial. God may be using your faithful testimony to touch more lives than you ever did before. So just keep believing, telling your story, and claiming this promise in faith. Your healing is on the way. The healer remembers your name. Your pain is temporary. This suffering that you carry soon will be taken away. Your healing is on the way. God's promised healing to all of his children in his perfect time and his way. Some will receive it in this life we're living, and some when we see him face to face. But until that moment, he's holding you close, and he will give peace in the pain. Your healing is on the way. Your healing is on.
Your Healing Is On The Way. That's Greater Vision from their project Think About There. Only two songs remain. We'll wrap up the countdown in just a moment.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We're a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you're searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobil 1, only $6.99 a quart, and Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back to the countdown of the top 20 songs in Southern Gospel music that will appear in the Singing News November edition. On July 26th, the unimaginable happened when Kelly Nealon Clark, Jason Clark, Amber and Nathan Kistler, and three others were killed in a tragic plane crash. It happened just weeks before the group was releasing their new project called Loving You. The first cut from the project is a song that was co-written by Bill Gaither and Larry Gatlin. Larry talks about how the Nealons came to record the song.
Bill called me one morning. He said, Larry, I hope this is okay with you. You know, we talked about maybe the vocal band and the Gatlin brothers getting together and doing something with that song. He said, I think we ought to give it to the Nealons. I said, they are wonderful. They sing great and they're hot. And they're really a legendary group from you know, Rex Nealon so many years ago, from that lineage. And I said, well, sure, Bill, if you're the songwriter of the century, you know about this stuff. I said, they're wonderful.
That's Larry Gatlin, and here are the Nealons with There's a Hole in the Heart at number two.
Yeah.
the Neelands with There's a Hole in the Heart.
Number 1.
At the top of the singing news chart, we find the Whisnets with the title track of their album, He Made a Way.
Hey friends, it's Susan with the Whisnets. This song starts off by saying, darkness hovered all around this world of mine, and that is the truth. We are living in a dark day. It seems like every day we hear bad news of some sort, and our only hope today is in Christ alone. He definitely made a way for you and me. In the midst of my sorrow, He brought hope for tomorrow. Out of His great love, Jesus made a way. Praise the Lord right there. If you don't know Christ, friend, I pray you'll ask Him into your heart today, because He made a way for you. I sure do love you all.
That's Susan Whisnett, and here are the Whisnets with He Made a Way at number 1.
Darkness hovered all around this world of mine, fear and doubt the only friends that I could find. But in the dead of night, Jesus came to me, illuminating everything so I could see. He made a way in the midst of my sorrow.
See?